Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Al-Hassan. That right there is Jason Madison, a.k.a. J Skills. That right there is Trevon Edwards, a.k.a. Black Train. That right there is John Gervais, a.k.a. Big Jerv. Got a hell of a hell of a hell of a hell of a show for y'all today, man. There's so much shit that we've been talking about in the chat. I've been waiting for Sunday. I'm like, man, I can't wait for this shit to get here. We're going to review BMF, of course. We're going to review Snowfall. And this episode, I think this might be the one that tears the podcast apart. Our washcloths for poor people. Should we get rid of Black History Month? Is Ja Wick lost in the sauce? All of these things and more. But first, usually this is the part where I say patreon.com/countthedings, yada, yada, yada. I'm a skip that today because we did launch the GoFundMe for Jade Hoy. For those of you that don't know, Jade was in an accident, a severe car accident at Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving. And, you know, this is something that we've known, but, you know, it wasn't our place to kind of divulge it or talk about, particularly early on when we didn't know what was going to happen to him. We're happy that Jade is progressing slowly but steadily. But obviously he hasn't been able to work and his family is in need. And so if you love this podcast or the Count the Things podcast, the Friday Mailbag or Cinephobe, or if you love Brian Windhorst's podcast on ESPN that he does with Bam McMahon, or if you love the Athletic podcast, if you love the production work of Rob Lopez at Ringer, or Anthony Mays at Lebatard Network and here, or John Gervais, or Jerome, Black Dragon Roll. If you love the podcasts and voices of, I can't even count them. There's so many people.
Shit, me.
Yeah, Trey, Big Waz, right? The reality is this. If you listen to sports podcasts, particularly basketball podcasts, chances are one way or another, Jade Hoy had something to do with it. Either he helped a producer get a start or he encouraged talent to start podcasting, or he, like in the case of Trey, plucked niggas off the street and said, hey, man, I think you could do this. Jade has some responsibility there. And so we ask you to go donate to his GoFundMe. Ben Aronson tweeted out the link. I tweeted out the link. I'm going to continue to retweet it and put it out there and put it on my Instagram. If you search any of our shit, mine or Trey or Zach Harper's or whoever, you're going to see we've got something there. So take the time and donate what you can. You know, we don't typically ask y'all for this. Also know that Jade has been a guy that in the past when people were in need, he was that guy trying to set up GoFundMes and trying to help people. So just return the favor there, like I said, not because of pity or because whatever, but just as a token of appreciation that you have for the entertainment you consume that he's been partially responsible for. Let's go on to BMF. I don't remember what happened this episode, so y'all need to jog my memory. Oh, BMF. No, BMF. I don't remember what happened this episode.
The Easy Rest Motel.
Oh yeah, my nigga Charles.
nigga fumbled his whole family off the receipt. Sick nigga.
He could and lost his joint. And lost his side joint like 20 you know, minutes prior hey, to that. Oh,
did I not you know watch?
Hey, you know what's crazy? Look at him. You know what's crazy is that she reeled that nigga in, right?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know, like this, that, and the third, only to quit. To quit on that nigga. That nigga was laying there mad with that fucking ring on. He was like, hey.
Oh, man. I must have not watched.
Hey, oh, that's man. Crazy.
Oh,
man. I remember, didn't the episode start with them, like, working through the system, how they going to move these units or whatever?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Where they take the doors apart and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you remember she came by to get the skillet.
I don't remember none of this shit.
Yeah, she came to get the skillet, bro. And she was rubbing on him. And my anxiety was going too crazy because I was waiting on the mama to come down the steps. And they just missed it. And he's like,
they kept panning to the steps.
Yeah, they kept panning to the steps. So he was like, girl, you want some tea? He's like, yeah, I'm going to stick around. So Charles like, you plan to go to five, bitch. You feel me? So like, all of a sudden, you know, Meech come drop his shit off and have his little skating event. It was a perfect layup for Charles because Charles, like, I'm gonna get some extra hours of work. You know, shit been going good. That's his excuse. It been working for so long. He ain't been smelling like sex. He been taking care of everything, coming home, cleaning up the cheek. And the time they getting ready to go in this nigga coat pocket, the receipt fall out.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And she grabbed a receipt, and it's the motherfucking motel. And he say, oh, I was cleaning up. This is the work I picked up. And she said, for a one-night stay, a quick stay. And the nigga, like, fumbling his words. So now, he in the doghouse.
Yeah, man. That's a classic Charles scene. I done missed, man. Oh, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you missed
it. I fell asleep.
Yeah, he was in his Charles bag. This nigga got felt up on in his house. By the side,
Charles wild boy, dog.
Yeah, by the side, John.
Hey, and but then, Charles also, she said it make it. I get wet when you just what she say? I get wet thinking about us when we meet, like when we make it like exciting.
Nigga, that's his neighbor. Yo, he's fucking his. I didn't realize that was his neighbor.
Yeah, he's he's wild. And then this nigga
flying too close to the sun.
This nigga was in the vibrating bed.
Damn, man, I missed a classic. Oh,
yeah, yo, these niggas, yo, Meech and Southwest T, literally take a shot at any. You can tell who they still, who they don't fuck with or whatever. Because whenever that motherfucker gets a sex scene, they can't fuck in the sex scene. They sex scenes, my G, be like 10 minutes long. Everybody else sex scenes, 2 seconds, dog, and the nigga tapping right out.
Yeah, yeah, that was what happened to me. So basically, Charles' side piece was complaining that the nigga, you know, was premature, and it was like basically like, let's end it. Like after that, she was like, yeah, this ain't gonna work.
What do you do?
The 25 cent quarter bed was getting in his head, dog.
Hey, so Twitter has decided that Charles is the real villain of BMF because he can't afford to buy his daughter bras.
Yo, man. It's really the Charles Flannery show.
That's the only that I light up at every time.
We're gonna lose him soon. We're gonna lose him soon just because he fucked up the house.
Him, Zeke in Power, and then in last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Maria Sophia. Mm-hmm. Like, then the motherfuckers that every time they're on the screen, I'm like, all right, bro, here we go. I know they.
I think every time I saw Maria Sophia after, like, for like a tough, like, couple months, I just kept texting y'all, like, yo, she's in such and such commercial.
She's in this commercial. She's an AT&T commercial. She's in that commercial. And all I could think about is when he brings her to meet Cheryl and she says, this house? Beautiful. It's like, you made out the divorce. And he's like, what the fuck? Oh my god. See, I someone sent me the clip when she reading lines with Cheryl.
Oh, that shit was great.
Enters the room with a flourish.
That's coming back, right?
That's coming back soon. Yeah, that's coming back soon.
But to tie a bow on BMF, pretty much, they got this mounds of cocaine now. They're the suppliers. Our boy K9 has got nabbed by the feds. So eventually they're going to lean hard on him to start snitching. B. Mickey finally shows up from the trunk and, you know, he runs it to Meech and tells him what's going on. That part was pissing me off.
Why didn't he just take the whatchacaller out the crib?
What was that about?
I was like, why would you know the gun is in there, or if it's not in there, I don't think
he could like deattach it. You get what I'm saying?
I got that safe when I was a little ass kid. I know that safe, my nigga. That shit.
All right, look at Jer. Fact checked in. He getting mad at the prop. He getting mad at the prop like the prop not be. The prop supposed to move, nigga. I got that one. The nigga trying to break in. The detective's home to steal a gun back. Powerific. Very powerific.
Why the detective's getting that ass though? He finally clapped them cheeks. We were led to believe
he did. We thought he hit before, but he didn't.
We thought he hit before. It was just a kiss. She said, yo, about that kiss the other time. Ayo, shout out to her. Shout out to her for just keeping it all the way real. Wasn't no games being played. It was just straight, yo, my day is fucked up. I can't get these cheeks clapped. Yo, you trying to clap these cheeks real quick? Like, yo, shout out to her for just I appreciated her in that scene, yo.
Yeah, no, she was thorough for sure. Were they at the Easy Rest too? Because it looked like they could have been next door.
That was her crib.
That was her spot.
I'm led to believe that's her crib. There wasn't no vibrating bed.
Right. So now Southwest T is a boss. He went from being a worker to what did she call him?
Help.
Lala, from the help to a boss. So now she's feeling them a little bit harder.
Meech thinks she has voodoo pussy. Yeah. He cut his ducktail on me.
The Solomon moment where she cut his ducktail, cut all his power. You know what I'm saying? Meech said he betrayed the brotherhood by cutting the ducktail off.
I missed a banger of an episode, man.
Yeah, shout out to Meech for saving Southwest T or Lala, because Lala was about to get stolen at the skating party, because T had Lala all up in the fucking skating party, all hugged up while his baby mom is there.
She was ready to snitch.
Oh, wow. She was ready to snitch, but Meech being Meech, you know, you can tell he's probably got a little more say over what's going on the production on this show, because Meech is always saving the fucking day.
That's funny, man. Even if he did it, his son ain't going to let him do it. I'm not going to make my daddy look like a punk. My daddy's a superhero. Oh, man, I gotta watch this shit. Fuck, I'm angry I didn't watch it. I was funny because I had time. I was just chilling before we did the show. I was like, could have watched. I was just watching Chris Rock again. I was like, oh, let me refresh my memory. That's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Jason Madison. Shout out to John Gervais, to Trayvon Edwards. And to you, the listener, reminder, patreon.com/countthethings. But also, go ahead and check out our social media. Check out that GoFundMe for Jade Hoy. Let's get him back on his feet, him and his family back on their feet. If it's $10, it's $100, it don't matter, man. Whatever you can throw in there, that would be much appreciated. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.